you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Justin Ray currently facing...
He's found a body.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
The case grabbed international headlines. A woman's dismembered body found in leaking plastic tubs at a Lenexa storage facility. The same unit where police say her husband, toddler, and newborn slept for several nights. Justin Ray doesn't deny dismembering his wife, Jessica. From the beginning, investigators say Justin Ray told two stories about his wife's death. That Jessica took her life moments after delivering their baby, or that she died during childbirth. Prosecutors say no matter what happened inside the hotel room, Jessica didn't make it out alive, and she didn't make it out in one piece. The accusations shocked the Kansas City community, but Ray argues everything he did was to protect his family.
I have my children out there that their mother just killed herself, and you guys are kidnapped my children, our children, from their father at that time.
Ray's insistent that his rights were violated during his arrest and also during his time in jail.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
And he hasn't stopped talking. His words just haven't been as public lately. Instead of a camera and microphone, he turned to a pencil and paper, writing to me, Fox 4's Kathy Quinn, from his jail cell. This is Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray letters. Justin Ray took a different approach in the fourth letter he mailed me. Just like the other three, this letter was handwritten and it arrived in my mailbox at work in a plain white envelope. In the other letters, Ray wrote about his conspiracy that police arrested him illegally. Prosecutors charged Ray with abandonment of a corpse as well as child endangerment. He also disputes these charges and calls them illegal. In past letters, Ray wrote to me and tried to explain that he didn't abandon his wife's body. He told me, and anyone else who would listen, one of two stories about her death. Either she died in childbirth, or she killed herself right after she delivered their youngest daughter. Ray claims that he loved his wife so much that he dismembered her body not to leave her behind, but to take her with him. He said he promised to bury her in Arizona after her death and needed to make her body easy to move. Ray says he never abandoned her body. That investigators actually took her body from him when they arrested him at that storage facility in Lenexa. Ray also says he didn't endanger his children, that he loves them too much to ever put them in danger. His children are the subject of the fourth letter he mailed me. Well, his children and his family. There are two things that jump out of this letter at first glance. First, Ray wrote a title at the top of the page. It reads, "My Only Family," in mostly capital letters. And it's underlined. Second, Ray wrote two words, the truth, vertically along the left side of the page. The two words must be important to him. They are underlined in a thick black line. The rest of the letter is a handwritten family tree of sorts. He lists himself, Justin Ray, along with his wife, Jessica Ray, and their birth dates. He also includes RIP for rest in peace and a death date after Jessica's name. Then come the names of six children, one boy and five girls. The oldest, born in January of 2009. The youngest, born the same day her mother died, October 20th, 2017. Each child's name starts with the letter J, just like parents Justin and Jessica. Following the list of names is a short family history, including...
Justin and Jessica Ray gotten together on September 23rd, 2003, and gotten married on January 11th, 2005. We have been together 24/7, together in full for 13 and a half years, and been together as a couple for 14 years. Only 3.5 months apart to my having to go to work, semi-midlife crisis.
Ray seems to have a sense of family and responsibility. In his letter, he continues and writes,
"Even while gone out working, I always made sure my family was cared for and well taken care of. I got in a job at Ponax Mexican Restaurant Bar and moved from Cali to Flagstaff to Overland Park, Kansas to Kansas City, Missouri. And my only reason for staying good is my love for my one and only true friend, my wife and our six children, and for the truth.
At one point in the letter, he writes about the day his wife died, the day prosecutors say he made the decision to dismember her body with two of his children nearby. Ray writes,
I'll never forget myself, my family, nor will I forget what happened the day of the 20th of October to the 24th of October and following.
During our jailhouse conversation, I specifically asked him what happened during those days. And his response was,
I love my wife and I love all of our children and I love myself. I never give up. My only reason to be good and to not give in nor up is the truth.
He was just trying to keep his family together any way he could. He would never hurt his children, and he called his wife Mama. The more Justin Ray wrote and the more I spoke to him, the more I learned about what he calls his truth. Some of what I learned seemed more bizarre than the things he'd already tried to explain. In our fifth episode of Fox 4 Crime Files, The Justin Ray Letters, what Justin Ray explained he did after his wife died and he dismembered her body, that took even me by surprise. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, The Justin Ray Letters, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. I'm Kathy Quinn.